This is the brief on restoring timber floors. Before ripping up your dull floorboards, let's see why sanding and polishing is often the smarter, eco-friendly, cost-effective way to bring them back. I mean, why throw out a perfectly good floor when the beauty is just hiding under a few scratches? First, the what and why. It's an amazing alternative to full replacement for solid timber, parquetry, and engineered wood if the veneer is thick enough. You only replace floors for structural damage or a brand new design. Think of it like an intense exfoliating facial. You aren't getting a whole new face, you're just stripping away the damaged top layer to reveal the fresh, glowing material underneath. Second, how does the actual physical process work without wrecking your house? Well, it happens in stages. Assessment, a coarse grit sand to level things out, then a fine grit for smoothness, finally polishing with oils or wax, and a buff. You might be thinking, no way, I don't want toxic dust all over my house. Don't worry, advanced vacuum extraction systems make the process virtually dust-free. Finally, when do you get your living room back? The job takes 2 to 3 days. So what are the actual rules for walking on it? Enforce a playful socks-only rule for the first 24 hours to protect your investment. Give it 48 hours for bare feet or shoes and 3 to 7 days before moving furniture back. Maintenance-wise, solid timber needs refinishing every 7 to 10 years, engineered timber every 5 to 7. With a little patience and the right maintenance schedule, your floors won't just survive, they'll look absolutely stunning for decades.